Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week, DraftKings has a pro football promotion that you don't want to miss. It's simple. Just place a bet on Pittsburgh to win against Cincinnati on Sunday and get $6 for every touchdown that Pittsburgh scores. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code KSN when you sign up. For limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 20 or older, Pennsylvania residents only, restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, gentlemen, welcome in. It is Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, and Andy Shea. We've got a jam-packed full hour of Penn State football talk for you. Don't forget, you can get all our content on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store. And we're on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. All right, this week in the show, we're going to get rolling here. We've got news and notes kicking off quarter number one, Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Quarter two, quarter three, we have your questions and his answers. It's Ask Ross, presented by 409tailgateclub.com. And quarter four, we're going to give you our previews, predictions, picks, and breakdowns for the Penn State-Ohio State game on Saturday noon at the Horseshoe. First of all, gentlemen, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic for a lot of different reasons, including kind of a big game this weekend. Penn State, Ohio State should be awesome. We've been waiting for this one for a long time. We'll get into it. It's unbelievable what the betting line is. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's almost three touchdowns.
Climbed again a little this morning. I think it's 18 and a half.
18 and a half.
That's so what I saw.
We will get into that. Says a lot about a lot, quite frankly. But yeah, it's that time of season. Pennsylvania High School State Quarterfinals.
We get a Why lot. I'm missing?
Why oh, missing? Can you dig it? We got a lot going on. What do you got though, Andy? I know you have notes upon.
I do have notes. I wanted to start with Pat Freiermuth. He said earlier this week that he is eligible. Draft eligible for the NFL. The prep school, the year of prep school, and then he's a true sophomore at Penn State. The 2 years make it 3 years, and that he is NFL draft eligible. Your thoughts, Ross?
Few things. One is, I did not know this. I had a scout reach out to me a couple weeks ago who knows that I follow Penn State and said he heard that Freiermuth might be eligible. What did I know? I said, I don't think so. It's 3 years removed from your high school graduating class. And he was not a PG. He repeated 10th grade, I think. 10th or 11th grade at the Brooks School in Massachusetts. I have since talked to a couple people about this. And essentially, it's 7 years removed from when you enter high school. So if you enter high school in ninth grade, that is your graduating class.
Your starting point.
That's your starting
point. He redshirted.
So early. 7 years. No, here's what I'm thinking, though. In all sincerity, right? You know, a year at a prep school of just getting bigger and stronger and beating up on Johnny Hedge Fund up there in the New England Prep School League.
Nice.
As opposed to in the Big Ten or, you know, one of these rigors of college football.
New way to go.
And then you, I mean, I'm just saying. Now, I don't know if, Pat Freiermuth will go. I think he should absolutely consider it, entertain it. He's very good. He's already 21 years old. But this caught me out of the blue. You know, he's a true sophomore. When's the last time a true sophomore? But that's the rule, is that your grad year, your graduating class year starts when you start high school. So if he repeated eighth grade,
he's out of luck.
He would not be able to do this. But because he did what they call it now, reclassifying. I saw there was a kid that was supposed to go to Berks Catholic High School and be a senior this year. The PIAA gave it the kibosh from Exeter. He went to Malvern Prep and is instead repeating his junior year when he's supposed to be a senior. So you can do that. So I think he will consider it. You know, he wasn't named as the Mackey guy.
Yeah, that's just bugging. That's bugging me.
That is.
Why
bugging
even
me
look
too.
At the list of guys?
There's one. The Purdue tight end made it. Bryson Hopkins, and there's a couple other guys.
That's my buddy's son.
Yeah,
it's Brad Hopkins' son.
I know he's a good player. I know. Yeah. I just think Pat probably.
But I don't know. Like I wonder if Freiermuth is considered one of the top five tight ends. I know this. If a scout reached out to me about him, he's good, and they know he's good, and they're looking at him. So. We'll see. That would be a gigantic loss for Penn State because I'm not sure if they've really accounted for that.
So I'm trying to pull up the – do you want me to pull up the Mackey Award finalists or does it matter?
Well, let's not – We could probably do it between breaks and we can revisit it.
Yeah, it's I have them in front of me. It's Iowa State's tight end, but we'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
he
yeah.
is not a finalist for the – for the Mackey Award. So, all right, let's keep going. Let's keep going in news and notes here. Dan Chisena is on the depth chart as the starting wide receiver this week. He started the game last week in place of Justin Shorter. And now Justin Shorter has been relegated to the backup to Jahan Dotson. He is not even a backup to Chisena. There was nothing mentioned of it last week. It was just like, oh, look who's starting at wide receiver. Did that
surprise
you?
You had to know after the Minnesota game there's probably going to be some consequences. Look, Dan Chisena is a great story. He's a complimentary wideout. The fact that he's first team, it's a great story for him, but I think it speaks more to the fact that Justin Shorter just has not played to his expected potential. I think Penn State probably didn't have a choice when they did this. I think that there's been some confidence lost with Justin. I think he's lost some. I think probably the quarterback's lost some. And this is one of the this is one of the bigger storylines of Penn State's season. You know, they committed to playing young players at the start of the year with the hope that they'd be better by the end of the year. This is a guy I know they had to have been counting on, and it's going the other way. It's a big story.
So
I start to wonder, by the way, what it really means for his future there. You know, like, we all expect Hamler to turn professional after this year.
Right.
But if you're getting beat out by Chisena, they've got other receivers in the pipeline. You know, I wonder if we're talking about Justin Shorter and the transfer portal. I wonder if Justin Shorter, like, do they throw him back in there again in the spring, or do they kind of move on? My guess is they throw him in there. He's so talented that my guess is he's a starting wide receiver in the spring. And they – like, he's a guy that you give it every opportunity. I just think they need to be careful. Otherwise, Julian Fleming might commit to Ohio State again, you know, because of the fact it's shorter. I mean,
yeah.
It is – can I just say one thing? And I'm not picking on Julian Fleming. I've talked to him multiple times. Terrific high school football player. But my guess is that Ohio State put that bug in his ear about Shorter, number one ranked wide receiver, didn't play. Think about how stupid that logic is. If you're anybody, like, and I hope that that's not a major factor in why he's going to Ohio State. Because to say he stated on the record that they had the number one wide receiver recruit and they didn't really play him. Well, now we can all see why. And he was hurt last year. Now he's healthy, and we can all see why. So for that to be a major reason why you pick one school or the other, some other kid's career, it's really flawed. And I hope he has a boatload of other better reasons than that. And there are. Maybe he likes Heartline. Ohio State's a better team. Like, there are. But that's not the reason why what he said.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Wide receiver is a position that is struggling for Penn State. Would you agree, Bob?
Correct. You are correct, sir.
Two coaches in 2 years. Is this part coaching or is this a player thing in your opinion? You've seen Juwan Johnson go to Oregon, transfer through the portal, gets healthy, and he's starting to show some things. What do you think this is, or you think it's a combo of both? I'm curious as to your opinion as to why the development at this position has sort of stunted, because it's not for a lack of talent, and confidence does matter.
Well, I mean, since the 2017 season when they had Deshaun Hamilton and Godwin to go with Gesicki,
right.
it's been a struggle. And you can say last year it was coaching related, but James talked this guy up. Going into the season, and I'm pretty sure that maybe priority number one on the checklist was let's get Justin Shorter back. Get him going. It's fair to wonder. You don't know the whole story. I have not seen a lot from Daniel George. I have not seen a lot from guys not named Hamler or Dotson. You know, I'm wondering how. I'm curious to see at the end of the year what they say about John Dunmore. Because I think he's a player that looked really good, you know, when he was down in Florida for the Under Armour practices. But, I mean, if you don't have three wideouts that can play in the Big Ten East, you're not going to win the Big Ten East.
Right.
It's really that simple. You're just not. And if you do, it's due to, I think, a lot of other factors. You got to have, in a spread offense, all three of them have to be able to contribute.
Penn State's ranked number 8th in the college football playoff polls. Oregon, Utah, and Alabama are ahead of them. Fine.
I have a minute. I got to talk about this.
Okay.
First of all the people on Twitter saying, how is Penn State ahead of Minnesota? Are they stupid? Are they that stupid?
That was the back end of my note, but yes.
They beat them head to head. Okay, well, Penn State won at Iowa, and Iowa beat Minnesota. It wasn't a neutral site game. Penn State played their worst. Minnesota played their best. They were on the 2-yard line at the end of the game. And by the way, that is asinine. What they really should look at is, what's your record? Who have you beat? Who have you lost to? By that notion, Penn State, in my mind, should be ahead of Oregon and Utah. Now, I'm not saying they're better than Oregon and Utah. They might not be. In fact, they're probably not. But they should be ahead of them. They have a better loss, and they have a better win. Two better wins than USC. Give me a break. That's how you close it out. All right. Ready for Tucker's Tape.
That's it for quarter one. We are going to get ready for Tucker's Tape.
I'm ready.
We'll come back to the Labatt Studio in a minute. Join us, please.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.